This was a fairly stupid act politically, actually. Whether these people simply seized an opportunity to get rid of their opponent because they were jealous of him because he'd gotten sort of more success than they had, or whether, as some have suggested, that they somehow honestly believed that Caesar was the problem. To get rid of Caesar, the problem goes away, is very hard to say. It's just very hard to say what they were thinking. Maybe they weren't thinking very much. But anyway, Caesar was struck down in the Roman Senate House and fell, ironically, at the foot of the statue of Pompey. Now the Roman world was plunged yet again into a period of civil war, this time lasting 13 years. There was now formed a second triumvirate. It consisted of Marcus Antonius, that's Shakespeare's Mark Antony, who was the heir to Julius Caesar's forces. There was Octavian, Julius Caesar's nephew and adopted heir. And there was a man by the name of Lepidus, who just happened to have a big army under his command at this moment, and so accidentally became a kind of a key figure briefly in Roman politics. Well, the triumvirs, in the first place, divided up the military responsibilities they faced, defeated the forces of those who had killed Julius Caesar, and then had to begin thinking, well, what's next? First thing, not surprisingly, Lepidus was shunted aside. End of Lepidus. He wasn't killed, but he was moved aside. For several years, Octavian and Antony sort of stared each other down. Octavian generally in the west, Antony generally in the east. Antony is having his dalliance with Cleopatra, which gives us movies and novels and all kinds of stories. It was pretty clear that one of these guys was going to win and one of them was going to lose. What was Octavian's position, for example? What did he think? What was he trying to do? With Antony, he simply looks like an ambitious guy who as much as anything, was profiting from the circumstances in which he found himself. Maybe he was, in some idealistic sense, kind of an heir to Caesar's position. That's very hard to say. As I was indicating a moment ago, it's very hard to say exactly what Caesar's position was. Octavian, well, I think it's easier to see in prospect what Octavian's position was. And we'll turn to that in future lectures. We'll see what Octavian actually did as Caesar Augustus, and perhaps that'll give us a little bit clearer picture of what he was thinking about during these 13 years of intense civil war. But the Roman Republic is gone. One way or another, it's gone. Why? What happened to the Roman Republic? What happened to this remarkably stable, effective, much-admired regime? First of all, the opportunities and challenges presented by the empire simply devastated the old political system. The number of officers expanded, the number of opportunities expanded, military situations produced a wholly new set of circumstances at Rome. It's unreasonable to suppose that the old Roman city-state of Rome could have survived with an empire. Power and influence and unimaginable wealth could be won in the empire and deployed in Rome with no checks by the traditional system. The old system was checked. Remember those Roman families. Remember that pater familias. Remember, teach your son law and the history of your family and how to farm your property. And again, we saw maybe that's an ideal, maybe not. But that's the way the Romans thought about things. But going off and conquering vast lands and taking vast plunder from those lands and coming back and buying support in Roman politics was not how the game was supposed to be played. And yet at the end, that's how it was played. Disruptions in the countryside led to countless numbers of landless, rootless people who moved into the city of Rome and who felt no commitment to any old-fashioned values, to any great Roman way of doing things, to any Roman system. These were people who were massively disrupted as a result of the political and also the military crises of Italy over more than a century. And finally, I think, Greek culture, for all its glories, eroded the simple, sturdy values of the Romans, turned them more cosmopolitan. Aristotle once said that in an ideal state, all citizens could be summoned by the cry of a herald. That may not be practical, but the Roman experience, at the very least, makes one think.